You Ought to Know on KCBQ is sponsored by the Love Radio Network.
Buckle up and start your engines. This is You Ought to Know on Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ. And now, here's your hosts, Dave and Cody.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to the You Ought to Know show. I'm Dave.
I'm Holly.
And Ken's downstairs picking up a guest that Holly has set up for us. We'll talk about that in a moment. But right now, we want to thank the folks at Hot Rods and Custom Stuff, 2324 Auto Parkway in Escondido. Give them a call, 760-745-1170 if you're looking to build a hot rod, fix a hot rod, or buy a hot rod. Parts, pieces, that's what Hot Rods and Custom Stuff is all about. They also own a little facility right around the corner on Enterprise that sells parts and pieces, grills, fenders, hoods, complete chassis, bodies, frames, you name it. If you want to build something to hang it on the wall or put it on the ground, Hot Rods and Custom Stuff can hook you up. 760-745-1170. Take care of you. Hey, by the way, I also want to thank Bumper Doc. That's kind of stumbled into that one. But Bumper Doc, what a great operation that is. Scratches, dings, and dents, way cheaper than the body shops. Insurance companies love them. You'll love them, especially if you have a car you don't want painted. They have paintless dent repair experts on premises. And these are master technicians that can take all the scratches, dings, and dents out of your car without slapping any paint on it, which will keep the value up and running. All right. Well, with that being said, car of the week for me has been the 2015 Nissan Versa Note. And this was quite the little car. I mean, it's your typical little Econobox, four-door. Loved the car myself personally. It pretty much did anything and everything I wanted it to do. It was the SR model. You're talking a base price of $17,530. This one did roll out the gate at about $19,180. Didn't have a fuel didn't have navigation on it, which is probably the only thing I wish it would have had. But it had a great sound system, XM. Does come with a 1.8-liter dual overhead cam, 16-valve four-cylinder engine. It had the CVT automatic transmission, which worked out just fine. Had some sporty seats in it with a little orange stripe down the middle of the seat, which is kind of nice, but it was very well bolstered. You got an armrest for the driver, none for the passenger, but hey, you know, that's how that goes. But of course, all in all, you know, it's got the Nissan Connect, which worked out extremely well. I did have the SR convenience package, which is your Nissan Connect mobile app with a 5.0 color display, Sirius, streaming audio, hands-free text messaging, rear view monitor, divide and hide, adjustable floor, carpeted floor mats, and that's what put you up there. Now, the fuel mileage was kind of interesting. I do majority of my driving's freeway, and it said the combined city freeway was 35, and son of a gun, I got 35. I never seen 40, which is what they thought you could get on the freeway. I tried. I could never achieve that. And I tried really, really hard. Cargo, I love the cargo space in the back. The floors of the passenger seats in the back fold flat. And what's neat about when they fold flat, you don't have to slide the driver and passenger seat up, where in a lot of cases you do, because the headrests hit or something to that effect. And on this one, you did not have to do that. And they split 60-40. And, you know, you had a center console in the back seat as well. But the flooring in the back, like I said, is totally flat. Just a little storage area underneath, spare tire underneath. Just, you know, great little cargo unit. Scooted around the freeway, no problem. Kind of had a sweet spot at about 70, I noticed. I don't know why, but that's just what it seemed to be really comfortable. Cruise control. It's got a massive windshield wiper in the front and a little one on the passenger side, which I thought was kind of interesting. But all in all, the 2015 Versa Note, not a lot of major changes on the car itself from the year before, but I did make a few notes on it. And basically, the new Versa SRs, it is kind of a standout. It's very stylish with the front, the sculptured front end and the front and the rear. This is the second generation of the Versa Note, and it adds a wide range of features. Like I said, the unique fascia, the grille, dark headlight treatment, standard fog lights with black and chrome accents, which I thought was kind of cool. Body colored side moldings, just it gives it more of a sportier look. You got your 16-inch sport aluminum alloy wheels, which I really liked. The Versa Note interior, you know, they had enhancement. What in the world have we got going on here? Includes an exclusive, it's kind of a 370Z inspired leather wrapped steering wheel and
Dave, back.
Yes.
No charge for the background music.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Suede like fabric, which is part of that sporty package. I had a friend of mine that owns a 370Z, and I told him to take a look, and he loved it. So I didn't go over and look at his. The floating trip computer was really nice. The whole interior of the car was, I thought, exceptional. The new Versa also offers a more powerful appearance than the lower grades of the competition. European styling, kind of a driver-focused cockpit. I like it at night. It's got great lighting, not too blaring. And then, of course, like I said, you got the 1.6-liter dual overhead cam four-cylinder. Just fuel-injected, not turbocharged or anything of the effect. It gets up, moves down the freeway. I didn't have any problems with it at all. It's a great driver all the way around. So, you know, if you're looking for a car that's in that price bracket, you know, you really can't go totally wrong on the Versa. And I know people that have them. They absolutely love them. And this one could... you know, you can do a lot with it. It's a good, not necessarily an entry-level car, but it could be a base car, or then again, it could be the family car that you're looking for. So if you're looking for something under 20 grand, you know, I think it would be well worth taking a look at it. Sight lines, by the way, were good. I did periodically in the back, the C-pillar, it kind of reminded me somebody was looking at me, but it was just the way the pillar went. Didn't affect the sight line. It was just kind of... caught me off the corner of my eye. This particular model did not have a sunroof, which I was perfectly happy with. But all in all, you know, if you're thinking about putting yourself in a car that size, then you might want to go check out the Nissan Versa Note. And like I said, different levels of trim. So, you know, find one that fits your needs. Try to get as much as you can afford because you're going to be in this thing a while. All right. Well, hey, after this, we're going to come back, and Holly has brought a special guest in the house. Who have you got coming in?
I brought Faith Granger.
Uh-huh.
She's the one who wrote The Deuce of Spades, the movie previews. She's going to tell us all about the movie that's coming up and right. Inviting us all to come check it out. I believe the tickets are only $10.
Okay. All right.
And, oh,
but we'll talk about it. We can talk about it more when we come back. Yeah, because we got hand signals and all sorts of things going on.
$10 is correct. The blonde beauty back there is being shy. Chris Peterson
beauty.
Is here, too.
Well, we'll see if we can't get her closer.
I'm going to call her the burnout queen.
We'll see if we can't get her closer to the microphone when we come back.
All right.
But, folks, you're listening to the You Oughta Know Show right here on KCBQ AM 1170. I'm Dave.
I'm Hot Rod Holly.
And I'm Ken.
And we will be back right here on KCBQ.
Download your free KCBQ smartphone app. Search KCBQ. Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder. The joy they have found.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the You Oughta Know Show. I'm Dave.
I'm Hot Rod Holly.
And I'm Ken.
And this segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. If you want to get your car up and running, San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection is the place to go. 6622 University Avenue, 619-265-2400, or just go to sdcarb.com. All right, Holly.
Yes.
I love that deer.
Are we starting
this early? I love that deer in the headlight.
I know. I didn't know we were starting this early.
Well, I thought, what the hey,
well,
you know.
Why don't I introduce
Why don't Faith? You? Or try, anyway.
And Ken, I might have some questions here because he's been going crazy
right.
over
well,
the
you introduce webpage. A, you introduce
I'm introducing,
for...
this is Faith Granger.
Okay, and she is?
She wrote the Deuce of Spades, and she owns the Deuce herself.
She drive up in the Deuce today?
Not only does she, well, Not today, but yesterday.
You said she was driving it
yesterday,
tonight.
We decided after a show to go.
Did you not say she was driving it up here tonight?
No, that's not here tonight. That is her driver. When she's on the road, that's her driver. I mean, that's her car. She doesn't bring two cars with her.
No, but that's what she drove tonight.
But she does work on it herself, and I might say I was very impressed yesterday. Right. She had a little bit of difficulties, and she was out there. We stopped at the beach and up there in Oceanside, and yeah.
Fixed it.
Yeah, she was giving those boys out there a lesson.
Well, welcome to the show. I guess no one told you that you didn't need to dress up for radio.
Oh, yes. I always dress up for radio. In fact, I have an extensive radio background. I used to own a radio station. It's still number one in that country.
Which country?
It's Lebanon.
Lebanon?
There.
Really? What kind of radio show did you do?
We were an FM station. Within about a year of starting it, we became number one, and we're still number one.
Mainly music or talk?
Yeah, it was FM. Music, talk also, but mostly music.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I absolutely loved it. Yeah. I love being a DJ. It was kind of hard to walk away from it, but yeah.
Well, hey, now you can come back and hang out with us.
Yeah.
I mean, we do this for 3 hours. We do green, everything solar and green, electric vehicles, that type of thing. Then we do general automotive, and then we do motorsports.
That sounds good to me.
So we keep everybody as busy as can be. So now, you wrote the movie, or you wrote the book for the movie, or how did you go about this? And explain to us, what is it that you're engaging in?
Let's talk about Deuce of Spades for a moment. First of all, I am the creative force behind this motion picture. This is an award-winning motion picture. It's critically acclaimed. It's got just great, great reputation and a cult following worldwide. We have fans as far as Russia. Yeah, and of course, a lot of people in the USA have been supporting this film from the moment of its inception when I started working on it. Mm-hmm. Now, how did that come about? Simply, I fell in love with the car. I bought it. I wrenched on it.
Now, what kind of car are we talking about? Just so people don't
1932
know.
Ford Roadster.
You're from Lebanon?
No, actually, I'm not. I'm from Europe. But
okay,
I was
so you're from Europe. Now, there's not a lot of 32 Ford Roadsters in Europe, are there? When you were growing up?
You'd be surprised, but you are right. This is not a car that I saw growing up,
right.
But I've had a background in cars because when I was about 12 years old, I bought my first motorcycle. And then when I was 14, I remember vividly walking into my dad's living room and just walking up to him and saying, "Hey, Dad, you know, I want you to explain to me how cars work. So I want to understand the whole thing. Why do they work? The engine and all that." So he sat down and explained to me, you know, basically cylinders, engines, compression, ignition, all of that. And I was fascinated. And I started tinkering on his car. I would take his carburetor apart and, you know, I'm not no expert, but I really thoroughly enjoyed the challenge because a car is nothing more than a big puzzle. And it's about taking it apart, figuring it out, putting it back together. I also love cars. I love the feeling of driving. I love burning rubber. Of course, I've had my days with, you know, when transams wear the shit and so on. Oh, maybe I'm not supposed to say this word on radio, but anyway.
That's okay.
I didn't hear a beep.
He's fast with the button. He's fast with the button.
Yeah, and
so,
the accent makes it sound pretty.
The transams wear the beep. And so anyways, we did our share of burning rubber back then. That was in Lebanon, actually. They did race cars and stuff like that. But fast forwarding a little bit, the first hot rod I ever saw was actually a ZZ Top music video.
Ah, yeah.
And ironically, I was to meet the man, you know, who has all of the roadsters when my film was about to be done. And he was very impressed that I was making a film with a 32 Roadster as the center figure of the film. So fast forwarding, you know, now many years later, I don't want to date myself.
No, of course. You're almost 21, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. In another week, you'll be able to buy me a beer. So.
I can't wait.
So at any rate, I've always loved cars. And of course, I fell in love with hot rods when I came to the United States in the 80s and thought they were just something I'd love to have. Yeah, and it took a while, of course, to get to that point of my life where I was dedicated to my music career for all of these years and finally took a break from music after 20-some years of, you know, recording albums and touring and all of that, and bought the thing that I wanted to have so badly for so long, which was a hot rod. And, of course, one look at, you know, Edelbrock Roadster passing the finish line at El Mirage, this old black and white iconic photograph,
The one you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I looked at this car. I was like, this is me. This is exactly, I love that car because it's sporty, but it still has a classy component to it because, you know, it's still very old school.
Sure.
It's a 30s car. And I love the fact that it has wheels and that are different sizes on the front and on the back. This was all very, very cool for me. So it took me about 8 months to locate my car. And this car actually came from Minnesota. And it was started to be restored in the early 70s and basically kind of went on from owner to owner without ever really being completed until about 2000 or so. And it was finished in, I believe it was Wisconsin that it was finally run for the first time. Yeah, and two more owners later, somebody from California purchased it and shipped it to their location. Yeah, and turned around and wanted to sell it. So the gentleman forgot to mention his wife that he had bought two hot rods. So she was not very pleased when they delivered them. Anyway, so he turned around and sold them to avoid a divorce, probably. Yeah, and I was very lucky to grab this car. So this car had all of the things I wanted. It's very old school. It has most of everything is original on the car, and not everything, of course. It is a hot rod. There's elements from the 40s, and sure, as well as, of course, a 350 Chevy, which is not a, you know, a 57 model, but it's
reliable.
It's, well,
sort of.
For the most part, yeah.
For the most
Every
part.
Now and then we end up on, you know, stranded, but it's a hot rod. That's all
That's
part
what
of
it. That's what there's the a
fun.
For. Yeah, exactly.
So, anyways, the car basically for me. I took off on a quest to discover more about the cars and the history behind those cars, and I was fascinated with how colorful and beautiful it was, so nostalgic, and I was hungry to see everything that I could see, read about it, and watch home footage videos of the races on the dry lakes and drag strips and all of that. Any old B films that was ever made about hot rods,
right,
I bought. And then I was hungry for more, and there was nothing. The last film that I found was 1972, American Graffiti, kind of a hot rod film, not quite, you
not
know.
Really.
But there was cars, okay, but it left me hungry, and there was nothing else. And that year, I was at the Grand National Roadster Show for the 75th anniversary of the Deuce. I believe that was 2006, I want to say.
Yep.
And so I had made a little documentary, just fun things shot with a little camera as I was driving around in my Roadster. I was documenting what it's like to be a woman today driving this kind of cars. And then I did the documentary documenting the ladies from the 30s and 40s who owned and raced those cars. It was hard to hunt them down, but
sure,
of course you had Veda Orr, the Lady of the Lakes, and all of that. So I became very, very enamored with the history behind the cars. And people watched the documentary next to my car for 4 days. People were packed, and I could see the happiness in their eyes and how much this little thing that I had done, you know, in a couple of months meant to them. And that's when the inception.
The light came on.
Exactly. I thought, you know, how cool would it be to bring this era back to the big screen? And why are the big studios not doing it? Why are they all going towards, you know, the Japanese cars, you know, they're great, but
yeah, Fast and Furious type.
This is a part of our, you know, of America's history, a beautiful part of history. And why are they just turning their back on it? So I decided somebody had to step up to the plate to pay tribute to the old timers. We are losing so many of them. And I wanted to tell their story. I wanted to tell it as it was, true to the era, true
right.
to the cars. Of course, it would be a motion picture, not a documentary. So I wrote a script with a very intense story that covers so many different facets. So it's a really multidimensional film. It has a wonderful element of almost a spiritual element of providence and loss and redemption. And on the second layer, you've got a great love story. We explore a little bit the idea of does true love really exist? If two people connected when they were really young, could they find that love again later in their life, or is it lost forever? So, you know, if they were, of course, separated, I should mention. That was the second layer. And then, of course, the cars. Telling the story of the cars like it was, the races. It's all basically sets place in Southern California. A lot of the scenes were shot in Ventura County because the orchards still look the same. There's a lot of old structure
right.
building, train stations, trains that are original from the 50s. And, of course, a lot of the scenes were shot at El Mirage, which is just fantastic scenery there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a phenomenal storm that came as a miracle, really, when I needed it in the middle of June. And it's unheard of because my script called for a storm. And surely enough,
here
one
it comes.
Came. One came for a half hour, and it's unbelievable. When you see the scene, you would swear it's CGI. It looks so fake, and it's absolutely 100% real. I drove in the storm. I drove the Deuce into a humongous dust devil the size of a football field, and as God is my witness, telling the truth. It was quite the adventure. But what you need to understand about this movie is that this was made by a hard rock person, of course, so it's very true to the Cars. But being a female, I brought in a different angle, and I have a very artistic or long artistic history. So it's a very artistically shot film. The cinematography is beautiful. It has impressed everyone from the industry, including Academy members. Jim Nelson, he was one of the people who participated in the making of American Graffiti. He has so many blockbuster under his belt, and he saw the film, and basically he said, and I quote, "If you do not get nominated for an Academy Award for this accomplishment, there is no justice."
Wow. So goosebumps.
The reason is because the accomplishment was as follows. I set out to make this film without any cinema experience, without any help from the pros, without any financial backing. A sum was offered. I turned it down for artistic reasons.
Sure.
And I really wanted this to be my journey, my challenge. Could it be done? Could one person single-handedly fill all of the functions above the line, as we call in production, above the line, meaning, you know, you write the script, you direct it, you produce it, you're the executive producer.
You're the mother of the child.
Everything
completely.
From A to Z. I even did the hair and makeup of my actors.
Did
of course,
you really?
I directed. I was, you know, monitoring the sound. I was behind the camera. I was pulling my own focus. I did all of the shots, and I turned out to be it was very hard to replace me behind the camera when time came to shoot my scenes. Because I have a part, not that important, but, you know, I am the female owner of the car in the modern days. Obviously, that was, you know, fit to me like a glove. And it was convenient because I was available and I was free. So as an actor.
Hold that thought. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we need her to take a deep breath, too. He's as bad as I am. And we're going to take a small break. And we come back, we're going to talk more. This is the You Ought to Know Show. I'm Dave.
I'm Hot Rod Holly.
And I'm Ken.
And this is KCBQ AM 1170 Intelligent Talk Radio.
Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ, San Diego.
And online at kcbq.com.
Sin, won't you ever learn? Turn it over and I let it burn out the pro star blue.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the You Ought to Know Show. I'm Dave.
I'm Hot Rod Holly.
And I'm Ken.
And this segment is brought to you by the good folks at San Diego RV Center. San Diego RV Center is where you need to go with your motorhome. Whether you need service or maybe you've got one that the roof is starting to leak, well, they've got a new process. They use a Rhino lining system, and they will completely seal your coach roof, and it'll last for life. You get a lifetime guarantee, so you might want to check that out. So, Holly, who'd you bring in tonight again?
Again, I brought in Faith Granger,
okay,
the creator of Deuce of Spades, and I was going to say, and the owner of the Deuce.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the wrencher.
Owner, the wrencher, and driver.
Owner, renter, driver.
Wrencher.
Renter. Wrencher.
Wrench. Come on. You know the term.
All right. And she bought the car a few years back and fell in love with it and decided to make a movie, full length.
Yes.
It's up for some awards and the whole nine yards.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I've only seen bits and pieces, but that'll be great, though, because.
Well, there's trailers.
The showing.
Yeah, there's trailers on the internet.
I've seen bits and pieces when it was on at Colin's house when I went over to work on my truck.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, like bits and pieces, I'd walk in the room and see something going, you know, this part of the movie. Or we'd take a lunch break or whatever.
Has the movie been aired yet?
It has been. It's been out on DVD and they're available. You could go to Deuce of Spades online and check it out. And
DeuceofSpades.com?
Deuce of Spades.
DeuceofSpades.com, yeah.
Yeah, DeuceofSpades.com.
It's actually Deuce of Spades movie. .com.
Actually, you know, all roads lead to Rome.
Yes.
So
okay.
Either way you
like
type
way
it, it'll take you to my website. Okay.
And this Saturday, I will let Faith tell you all about that. Of course, we want to announce that several times so people know that this Saturday is going to be a showing at the AVO, the historical AVO in Vista, California. And it's only $10, so that's an amazing price to go see a movie. I'm really hoping that a lot of people join me. We could even do a caravan and cruise up there in our hot rods.
What's the capacity?
350 or so seats.
Okay.
And you've invited 900.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people, some people are car
friends.
People, some people aren't. I'm hoping everybody's available. It is a short notice.
What are you going to do with 900 people when you only got 300 room building.
No, anybody
they
who comes,
sit on each other's
sing
laps.
And dance
exactly,
for
they
them?
Can sit on Holly's lap. That's what I was going
to
say.
Holly will do that, trust me. But she'll have to take a bunch of pictures first.
Yeah.
Okay, so going back to the movie. So it's when you say it's a history of the 32 Deuce, okay, but you've thrown a lot of other storylines into it.
It is not the history of the 32
Not
Deuce.
The history, just a story of a car and
it
a person.
It is a story of a car. I will just give you the very
minimal
short plot line, and that is when a modern day hot rod girl finds a barn find, a 1932 Ford Roadster, and in it an old love letter dated back from the 50s resurfacing. She's left with nothing but questions. She sets out on a quest to find the answer and discover or unravels the Deuce troubled past. So this is a little bit of a murder mystery. It's about finding out, connecting the dots. It's about going on a quest, and it's about also saving someone. So you'll see it's really a very intense story. The critics, over 50 critics worldwide, have given this movie, you know, two thumbs up. Just to quote a few, they said it's a stunning, riveting, and unforgettable, an emotional roller coaster, most or best hard rock film ever. That was the LA Roadster founder opinion. He said it's the most accurate hard rock film I've ever seen and the best car film I've ever seen.
That's important. Yeah.
It's a nice endorsement.
So it is on the market right now, so people can purchase this through
deucespades.com. We have a very nice online store. We sell the DVDs. We have the soundtrack also. We sell also t-shirts and all kinds of cool stuff with the beautiful Spade logo.
Mm-hmm.
The film is 2 hours long. It is a period drama. And it's very beautifully shot, as I said. It already has won Best Feature at the Real Wheel International Film Festival. It is up for another award consideration at the Automoto International Film Festival in Monterey, coming up in around August 14th, I believe. I have toured with the film across the country, and we did screenings a little bit, along our way and in the context of special events. So it has not been yet screened in the San Diego area. So I'm very excited to be able to bring the film. The car will be on display right in front of the theater. Furthermore, we will have some members of the main cast at the screening. So it's a great chance to meet them, shake their hands. After the showing, we're going to go right across the street to the winery that's right across, a 50-barrel wineries, and we will all be hanging out there.
Okay.
We'll have the DVDs available there, and everybody's welcome to come, and we're very friendly and easy to talk to, and please come and meet us and enjoy this wonderful film. It's inspired a lot of young people to get into the hobby. Yeah, and inspired a lot of people that were into the hobby and started getting a little bit tired of it to get back into the hobby.
Right.
So, worldwide.
So, I'm really intrigued to see this movie. I really am, because you know, anything that has to do with the heritage days, you know, the days gone by. Because let's face it, the Deuce was right after World War II. All the military guys were coming back. They had nothing to do with their money. They wanted to go fast. So what is the first thing they went after? There was 32 Fords, 31 Fords, 30. I mean, they were all over the place. So they just made hot rods out of them. And the stories that go behind it, I was looking at some pictures that my mom had, and then my dad had a 33 Phaeton, but the no top. And that's what he dated her in. You know, but they never had a top.
Not very many of them around, but I've seen a couple, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, she never had a top. So, I mean, you know, when it rained, I mean, it just rained. So, you know, and it's funny because I was back in Detroit and I got a chance to drive a 1915 Dodge, the first steel-bodied four-door. First steel-bodied car in the world was the 1915 Dodge. And it was so funny because I was telling the gentleman that was from the curator, and I says, can you imagine we're in Detroit, now we're going to go to San Diego on this thing? Because that's what they did. And what else was there to choose from? I mean, you know, if the parents or the family wanted to go someplace, and if that's all you got is a Deuce, then you do it. Have you been affected at all by the rat rod community? Have you looked into that at all? Or do you know what I'm talking about when I say rat rods?
Oh, of course. I didn't understand your question. Affected?
Well, I mean, when you're doing the movie, I mean, were you influenced at all by the rat rod? Because the rat rod community is a totally different community.
No, and regrettably, we do have a few rat rods in the modern day scenes, but they are not period correct.
Correct.
Yeah, and there's always something about them that go, no. And I have to say that I was very, very, very careful. I did my homework. Mm-hmm. Everything is down to the T. No one could find anything that was inaccurate in my film, no matter how hard they looked.
Okay, good.
And so when we basically screened the cars, they had to really be 100%.
How many different cars did you have in the movie?
We probably have several hundreds.
Wow.
Say 300-400. We have 160 actors. But production-wise, it was evaluated at $2 million by the Academy Award producer of the movie Monster. He saw the film. He was very impressed. And he could not believe that I had done it myself out of my home, more or less, you know.
For a lot less money?
Oh, yeah, for, you know, less than $100,000 because I did everything myself. But everything was donated. I was working on a no budget. So, it was thanks to the community, those who were able to help me on this first film. And I'm not going to say it was easy to find cars and help. It wasn't. People didn't know who I was. They didn't know if I was going to finish the movie. They weren't unsure.
And you want what? And you want what?
Exactly.
What do you want, lady?
Exactly. But now...
Don't you have an accent? Who are you? We don't even know you.
If I could tell you how many people now are like emailing me saying, oh, I wish I had, you know, landed you in my car when I saw the movie. It's so awesome.
Ah,
I am
see,
not in it.
See.
You know, I was like, I told you. But.
Okay. So now that brings up another point. Does that mean there might be something else in the works or can you even talk about it? A sequel,
yes.
Another movie, a different model car?
I can talk about it because the story is of Johnny Calloway, this young hot rodder in the 50s. And we follow him through the flashbacks of the first film from about 1953 all the way to 1959. And in the story, and I want to say too much, but you know, after
right.
that, people have lost track of
so it's wide
he
open.
Just disappears.
Yeah.
So in the sequel, and there will be a sequel, I've already started working on the pre-production stages of it. We are going to explore the remainder of the story because there's a whole lot more to it than what was uncovered in the first film. And it's probably going to surprise people and mm-hmm. It's not going to go in the obvious place where they think it's going to go.
Right.
But I'm very excited about the story. It's very powerful, very dramatic. And it's going to add more drama to the first film, which was pretty dramatic to begin with.
Hey, Dave. On the website, it said something about a trilogy. Are you...
Well, I might be doing three or two. It really depends on how long it takes me to shoot the second installment. If it seems to be too long, I might have to chop it up in part one, part two. Mm-hmm. Not unlike Harry Potter, you know, sure. Deathly Hallows part one, part two. But I would prefer to avoid that.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the hardest thing you can do as a filmmaker is cutting a movie in two parts.
Right.
Because you don't have that, you know, at the end of the first part, you don't have that climax that you,
right.
because it happens at the second mm-hmm. part. So mm-hmm. I'm going to try to, initially I thought I'm going to make three. Then I thought, no, I think I can really condense it and
uh-huh.
And make it into just two installments. That we're aiming for that, but it's hard
right.
to tell.
But the beauty of it is you have control, see?
Yes,
100%. When you go to another a movie house, they'll say, well, throw that in the trash, throw that in the trash, throw that. You know, the only one that says anything about throwing anything in the trash is you, if anything goes in the trash at all.
So very, very true. Well, you have to kill your children, as they say, when you're a filmmaker. The first cut of the film was 2 hours and 40 minutes. And my friend who's a professional producer, he saw the film at the initial screening. I did a screening of about 30 people to get, you know, some
mm-hmm,
feedback.
Get a feel.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, there's no way you're going to be able to cut 40 minutes out of this film. It can't be done. Well, I did it quite mm-hmm. nicely. It took a little bit of savvy and, you know, approaching things a little differently. But the 2 hour is much more impactful and more powerful than the 240. But it's very hard to tell because, you know, you have so many great scenes, it's hard to let them go.
I couldn't even imagine it. Now, as far as the actors go, are these actors that we know about? Are these unknown actors? Are they somebody that you handpicked yourself, other than yourself?
There are so many amazing actors in Hollywood that regrettably don't ever get the recognition and
right.
exposure that they deserve. I was very, very blessed with my cast. They're fantastic. They were behind me, even though they weren't getting paid. They worked hard. Very hard under really harsh condition. We didn't have money, so you know, we camped out. We worked in tremendous heat, 117 degrees at the dry lake, and then at night it was freezing cold, and the actors had to wear these little t-shirts. Like, it's, you know, sometimes we were shooting in the winter, but the scene happens in the summer, so
sure,
it's
sure.
raining. But you know, the guy is freezing and he's bare chest working on the car. So I'll spare you the details. Now, yeah. Holly wants to hear the details about the chair.
Got my interest right there.
Are you almost ready?
I am almost ready.
You have gone through binder 58 times.
You know, and I do that every time.
You have
time.
Pulled every paper out, put it back in three different ways. See, now look, she's going to pull out another one.
I was highlighting. You know I needed to highlight everything.
Didn't I tell you to do all of this before you get here?
Yeah, I know.
Good Lord. All right. So it is available, but there's a movie premiere this Saturday night.
It's a showing. I don't want to really call it a premiere, but it's the first time it's showing in San Diego. So it is a big deal. So one-time screening.
One-time screening.
It's happening Saturday at 6 p.m. So the screening will be from 6 to 8. I will be there to introduce the film, a little bit of question and answer at the end with the audience. And then we're all going to go across the street and hang out.
Have a glass
and have
of
some wine. And wind down. And
there you go.
The DVDs will be available and all of that. Now, we have a great Facebook following. If you're on Facebook, please like our page. Just it's facebook.com/Deuce of Spades. So that's very easy. And I post constantly really cool stuff, like when I break down with my roadster, you know, and you'll see that on the page if you go today.
Colin and Little Butch came out to take a look. Yep. I mean, she already had it pretty much under control, but they were close by. So they came out to take a look and see if
Butch,
they put any input. Little Butch and
Colin.
He
can't even keep his running.
Oh, come on. You know, hey, you know, I told you he won the King of Clubs.
He was on TV.
I know he's probably listening to
it. Hey, he was on TV, man.
You're a hero, Butch.
He couldn't get it started on TV, but that's okay.
Well. but once he gets it started, he's going.
All right. Well, hey, let's take a break so Hot Rod Holly can come back and tell us about what's going on in and around San Diego County. This is Dave.
Hot Rod Holly.
And Ken.
And we will be back right here on KCBQ AM 1170 Intelligent Talk Radio.
Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the You Ought to Know Show. I'm Dave.
I'm Hot Rod Holly.
And I'm Ken.
And this segment's brought to you by the good folks at Midnight Oil Motors, 9040 Carroll Way in San Diego. You need to get your European or Italian hot rod put into tip-top condition. Seth and the boys will hook you up. 858-271-9944. Just tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ AM 1170. Okay, folks, Hot Rod Holly is totally ready, I assume.
I am.
Go for it.
Okay. This Saturday, August 2nd, we have the greatest show on turf coming up, and it's in conjunction with the 25th annual Claremont Family Day celebration. So this year, it'll be located at South Claremont Park at 3605 Claremont Drive. And for more information, contact 760-440-0896. The show is from 9 to 2. And the registration is $25. And I believe it's open to all makes and models. So since it's going to be right next to like a carnival, it'll have all kinds of fun stuff going on. Also, of course, what we just mentioned, we'll have the special screening at 6 p.m. at the historic Avo Theater at 303 Main Street in Vista. And that will be Deuce of Spades with Faith Granger. She'll be there and some of the cast members. So it's going to be a really fun time. And anyone in San Diego area who would like to either caravan or ride share up there, it's about a 40-minute drive, so it's not bad at all. Let's do it, you know. Hit me up. I think that'd be great. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Okay. We also have, Chris is too shy to announce it, and I'll probably mess it up, but she's here to kind of keep me in line. We have the 25th annual Vista Rod Run, and it's August 3rd, which is Sunday. At downtown Vista from 9 to 3, they have open to 300 cars, beer garden, live entertainment, arts, craft, food vendors, over 30 different awards. So that's going to be a lot of fun, especially with the beer garden, huh? It's limited to pre-72 rods, classic trucks, and special interest. For more information, call 760-414-9391 or www.vistarodrun.com. Hope to see you all there.
How'd you do?
Did I do okay, Chris? Okay. I got an okay on that one.
She didn't throw anything at you.
No, I didn't get any kick in
the
shin.
She did wad up her parking pass, yeah, so she's not getting out of here tonight.
the way she drives, are you kidding? As soon as I go out, she'll be out probably around me in no time.
All right, good. That's what I like. Girl, after my own heart.
We also have coming up, and this is on Tuesday now. This is on the San Diego Association of Car Clubs. It's a picnic and membership drive.
Oh, that's this coming Tuesday?
Yes, it's Tuesday, August 5th. You're not obligated to sign up, but and I believe the registration is $50 if you're a car club and would like to. The picnic starts at 6 p.m. The meeting starts at 7 p.m. The event will be held on the patio behind the Auto Museum, and that's in Balboa Park. There are free hot dogs, refreshments for everybody. It says, bring a friend, a great way to continue to grow and unite our car club community. Most of all, have some fun. So if you have any upcoming events you would like to come and announce, please come join us on this special event or any first Tuesday of the month at the Auto Museum. I don't have a contact number, but you could look that up online. That's the San Diego Association of Car Clubs.com. Let's see here. What else do I have coming up? Oh, well, I had everything together this time, so I'm kind of ahead of myself. I'm going to go ahead and announce next week's events, or a couple of them anyways. We have the 23rd Annual National Automobile Heritage Day Festival and Car Show, and that's at Kimball Park, 12th Street and D Avenue. That's going to be August 9th from 9 to 3. It's a really big event. I have not made it to this one, but I keep meaning to.
But it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, and there I expect everyone to be there. It's the automobileheritageday.com for more information. Or you could call 760-440-0896. And it says cars, trucks, race cars, and motorcycles. So, you got a race car or a motorcycle. You bikers, please, you are welcome to all of the shows. They're all, motorcycles are included.
Mm-hmm.
Just park down the street.
Around the corner.
No, we love them. There's usually a category for them, too. Also, on August 10th is the Owlbear Shrine Car Show, and that's going to be at the Scottish Rite Event Center at 1895 Camino del Rio South, so that's in Mission Valley. It's from 9 to 2. There will be shrine clowns, tin lizzies, trophies, prizes, and food, and it benefits the Owlbear Shrine, and it's $35 registration. For more information, 858-292-0092. Let me take a look. I do have... Like I said, we're ahead of the game here, but I know I have a couple minutes.
You sure?
I do want to make sure that I announce this. I ran into Dino at the car show, the Thanksgiving in July car show. And I can't say his last name, so I won't. But anyways, Wednesday, August 13th.
Dino the banker.
He did an amazing, that South O car show, and he had an amazing turnout. It was his second year and the place was packed.
Oh, so, I'm thinking of a different Dino.
No, that's a Dino. Like I said.
That's the one with all the TVs?
I don't know.
In his car? Or is that a
No.
You said that's South O.
No, that's a different Dino. Yeah. So that was at the South O High School, the South Oceanside High School. The local tap house and kitchen, he's doing a car show there, and it's Wednesday, August 13th, 5 to 8 p.m. for the first hot rods, or for the first hot rod, rat rod night in Oceanside. Bring your pre-69 and the kitchen will reserve their parking lot and surrounding areas for the cars. 50-50 drawing, raffle prizes, great food and drinks. For more information, contact Dino. I cannot pronounce his last name. 760-802-3811. And then now, since we have maybe a few more minutes, let's go back to this one more time. Deuce of Spades. Special screening this Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Historic Avo, 303 Main Street in Vista. Come on down. I hope everyone can make it. We could all cruise there after the Vista Rod Run.
What, across the street?
Yeah.
You're going to cruise across the street?
No, that's on the next day. We'll all just stay up there. We'll stay up there.
If you have enough wine, you could.
And one of the hotels, and then be at the Vista Rod Run. You'll have a perfect spot.
And you're picking up the hotel.
Can we do?
Oh, and Faith will be at the Rod Run too. So
who's going to be at the Rod Run?
Faith will.
Really?
So yeah. So if you happen to miss it, but I expect you not to miss the movie because it's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, we had a ton of fun when we went to Snake and Mongoose.
We don't care if you miss it. We don't care if you miss it as long as you buy a CD.
Well, that's true too. But you know, it's a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with the Snake and Mongoose. It was a great turnout. So. We like supporting our local people.
See, I told you she'd start talking. See, she's not on the mic.
Yeah, I know.
Start talking. Yang, 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 yang. Bite your lip, young lady. No, I'm kidding. But yeah. No, I mean, I highly agree. I think this is a movie that if you don't see it, just like some of the folks that she tried to get their cars to come, they didn't want to do it for
whatever reason.
Now they're whining.
You know, just like a lot of people, the little thing I did.
You snooze, you lose.
The thing I did, people said, oh, I didn't want to even drive my car. And it's like, well... You know, there are times where people do drive your cars. I mean, maybe not your hot rods, but whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been driving my hot rod without a windshield for 5 years now.
Without the windshield?
With no windshield. I think I'm one of the only people I ever see driving without a windshield.
Right. So you don't have it on there at all, period?
Nope. We took it off for the film, and I never put it back on because it's so cool. I love driving without a
windshield. You like the wind in your face, huh?
Yes. And, you know, when I toured across the country, I've driven every big... city you can think of. This car has cruised even like Manhattan.
Wow.
People were taking pictures on Manhattan on the streets there. I don't think they've ever seen a roadster driving through Manhattan. It's crazy
probably
traffic.
Not. Yeah, and you don't have a windshield. That's it. That's,
no
windshield.
Yeah. So if I can do it, you know, they can drive their car. No excuses. You know what? You're breaking out right now.
You were talking about LA stop and go traffic the other day. You're saying, oh, I've been in stop and go traffic in L.A.
Yeah, well, Manhattan would probably be. Do you have a problem with traffic? Yeah, talk of that much.
Oh, sorry.
Do you have a problem with Manhattan traffic?
Much better.
Manhattan traffic
was on a Sunday, and that was, you know, everybody say, oh, my God, don't go there with the roadster. The taxi driver will actually push you out of the way. But you know what? Because I really drove aggressively. I drove like I used to drive in Lebanon.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, Lebanon had like no red lights, no stop sign, nothing. Yeah. So it was like whoever looks meaner goes first.
Whoever gets there first wins.
Yeah, so I just did that. I drove very aggressively, and so they backed off. But they actually got thumbs up from the taxi drivers and the police department. It was pretty cool.
I was going to say, a hot chick in a hot car.
Well,
are you kidding me?
She's got a beautiful
no one's
smile,
gonna be upset.
Too. That doesn't hurt. Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
I know.
All right, you're done.
I'm done.
You are so done. You are so done, folks. Make sure you make it out to the movie. I think it'll be a hoot. Hey, we're going to let the ladies go. You know, Ken's already crying, but that's okay. Aww. They have to leave.
Ken, see if you come up to the movie. You can
but we can sit here.
You can sit on my lap.
Hey, yeah.
The ladies are leaving, and Daniel is in the house. Jeez, how excited can you get? All right, folks.
Sorry, Daniel.
Will you wait a minute, lady? She's already trying to get validated. Hey, we're going to go ahead and hit the Dusty Trail. We come back. More motorsports right here on KCBQ.
Woo! Exploded to space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving
brain. You Wanna Know on KCBQ is sponsored by the Love Radio Network.